I was referring to before. I was referring to.
I've got this on now.
Okay.
This is Al Anderson, and from NGAA, and I'm here with Eric Rutscheid at his home to on the 31st of August 2015 to interview him about his experience working with Dr. Irene Fisher. Eric, before we begin, please confirm that you agree to the recording of this interview and to the right of NGAA to make copies of the recording available to NGA, the Society of Women Geographers, the Library of Congress, the Association of Mapping Seniors, and Irene Fisher's family.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I agree.
Yes, speak up, please.
I agree. Is that loud enough?
Yeah. Keep it at that.
Yeah?
Okay. Eric, would you first start out by maybe just describing your association with Irene and what years and the relationship that you had with her in your work?
I first worked with her starting in 1963 or 4. It was after the first World Geodetic System was completed, and I worked with her from then until
about 10 years or so.
Probably more like 15 years.
About 15 years.
Yeah, about 15 years. Gee, I wish you'd told me you were going to ask me that, because I could have looked it up, you know. But I'd say roughly 15 years.
Okay, so you worked with her about 15 years. And what was your relationship? You were a supervisor.
I was a division chief, and she was a branch chief.
Yeah, so you were a supervisor.
That's right.
And tell me something about the mission and the size of her unit and where it was placed in the organization.
Well, she had a branch of consisting of about 8 to 10 geodesists, mostly geodesists, and she was just one of the 5 branches that I had in the division.
Mm-hmm.
And
the division was called what?
The Research and Analysis Division.
Okay. So under the Department of Geodesy?
Under the Department of Geodesy. And I started there when she was already there, of course. And I started in 64. I would guess 64.
Mm-hmm. What was the mission of her branch?
To maintain a current geoid.
Maintain it, improve it.
That's right. With considering additional data that was made available, and during that period of time, you know, they had a lot of satellite systems and all kinds of systems, and even conventional systems. For example, here's Africa. We finished this big section right there just before I started working.
In East Africa.
In East Africa. Sudan and East Africa. And that was in 52. 52 and 53.
And that 30th parallel survey was important to it, also.
That's what I was referring
that's
to.
That's what you were working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's what I was working on.
Mm-hmm. This is back. She was working there in her 50s, 60s in the Army Map Service. And what was the status of women in the professional workforce at that time?
Well, I had two additional female supervisors. One was what's her name again?
Thelma.
Thelma Robinson was one, and then the other one I had was Marion Hardy.
Mm.
They were both branch chiefs.
So you had three branches who were headed by.
That's right.
Women.
And the two of them were male branch chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And she had about, I'd say, 8 to 10 people, and sort of evenly split between men and women.
Mm-hmm. So at least within your division, there was the women got a good recognition, would you say?
Yes, yes.
And how about up the line?
That's so long ago, I don't remember. I think most of the division chiefs were all men, and most branch chiefs, I'm not familiar with any other female branch chiefs or division chiefs. There might have been some, but it's too long ago to. I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think most of the female supervisors were in the library division.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my wife worked.
Oh yes, Maria was. That's where she was.
She was in the collect. She was in the collection branch.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course there was Mary Murphy had the. She had the library division. Mary Murphy's still alive, you know. She's, I think she's 97.
Wow.
I know her brother-in-law. I meet him every Thursday night.
Hmm.
We belong to a group with widows and widowers.
What, when she was really doing some groundbreaking work, wasn't she in a redefinition of the size of the figure of the earth?
Well, she had she had made some determinations. One was the Fisher ellipsoid in 1960, and that was based on the data in South Asia. And then she also worked.
And I think it also took into account your 30th parallel.
I don't think it did.
No, because
it might have. I just don't know if they got all the data in time, because we didn't finish that job until 54, late 54.
Mm.
And see, we, in addition to the triangulation, we had to go up and down along the 30th meridian and do all the astronomic positions. Most of them had not been done. And that included Egypt, Sudan, Uganda, Tanzania, and the country that just below that. It used to be Northern Rhodesia, something else now, I forget what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. It could be that she incorporated that, but yeah. I kind
anyway, of. Anyway, she was incorporating new survey data. And
yeah, but whether she got all of the 30th meridian data, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Then in another thing she worked on was in. In 1960, she developed ellipsoid parameters based on the Mercury system. I don't know.
Well, the
I don't know what Mercury was. It was satellite,
that, yeah,
satellite
that was that
system.
Early satellite system.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think
so
of.
So that's yeah. So that was probably the first time that we were able to incorporate satellite
probably
measurements.
Probably. And then she also did another update in 1968, the Fisher ellipsoid. Goodbye. It's easy to take care of. I better leave it right here. Sometimes it's kind of wild. Okay.
So, you were talking about the additional updates she was doing. And
yeah, and she did another update in 1968. Ellipsoid parameters. I just wrote the ellipsoid mm-hmm. parameters down here. Okay.
And was she pretty much doing this on her own, or was she getting a lot of guidance? How'd that work?
Well, pretty much on her own. I would say I'd say about 75% on her own. The people in her branch were very, very competent. They knew what they were doing. Of course, I just came in 64.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started. Mm-hmm. And I started with the, we had a satellite tracking branch with the C-Corps system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the C-Corps.
And then we had another branch, which was more astronomy than anything else.
What was so was she was interacting with quite a bit with the Air Force people out in St. Louis, the Aeronautical Chart Information Center?
I suspect she was,
because they were also working on that problem, weren't they?
I think they were working on the WGS. Yes.
Yeah.
And
as I recall, their approach was somewhat different, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I thought they were putting more emphasis on gravity than on.
I suspect they probably used more gravity than Irene did, but I'm only guessing. I don't know.
Mm, okay. What was Irene like personally to work with?
Well, she was a hard worker, of course. She was there all the time, and she didn't bother anyone, and she worked on her own most of the time, because I had a background which was more surveys oriented than what she had, such as the 30th meridian. And satellite system I was pretty familiar with.
You told me, in a conversation we had some time ago that Irene filed some kind of a complaint against you for gender discrimination and Can you just say something about that?
I don't like this. I had promoted her to a 14, and I also promoted Thelma Robinson to a 14, and she felt that 14 was not enough for her. She should have been promoted to a 15, but I was unaware that I could promote somebody to a 15 since I was a 15. But I looked at her records, and I felt that she was being discriminatory against the men in her branch. So I put in a counter complaint regarding the fact that she didn't promote the men in her branch at all. And she only promoted women.
Hmm. And then what happened?
They threw the whole thing out.
Who did?
Charlie Fry.
Charlie Fry, who was your boss at that time?
Huh? He was my boss, yeah.
Hmm. And that was the end of that, huh?
That was the end of it, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. How about, so she was working with the ACIC people, but Do you have any idea what her, how well she, you know, what her relationship was with them?
No, I suspect she worked with them, but she would never. She was never that free with information that she would tell me what she was working with them on.
Hmm.
She would never tell me that.
She's kind of an independent.
She was very independent. Very independent.
I understood that there was some initial resistance to her initial redetermination of the figure of the Earth in terms of replacing, I think, the old 1923, something like that. Were you around at that time?
No.
Okay. So that was... Yeah, because you say you was 64 before you got there.
64, about.
Yeah. So by the time you came in there, her work was being well accepted inside the MAP service and outside, as far as you know.
Her work was always accepted by the WGS committee as long as I was there anyway. I don't know about the 1960 WGS. I don't know anything about that. Because I wasn't there in 1960. Now, of course, WGS that I was involved in was 1966.
Mm-hmm. Well, it that has continued to have make an important contribution even today, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
GPS and so forth.
Yeah.
Did you socialize with her at all outside of the work?
Not in the Washington area. I visited her daughter in California. Her daughter lived in California. I went to I took a course in celestial mechanics at Stanford for 6 weeks, and I socialized with her daughter, who had a house and a swimming pool. And I went to see her once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only socializing that mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah. Okay. Erica, are there any other areas that we should cover with regard to your experiences with Irene or your thoughts on Irene?
Not that I can think of. It's so long ago that I can't remember everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.